Holding on Kuf Vav Omar Aleph, the eighth line, by the one dot. Still talking about Kiddush. So now let's talk about some. Now let's talk about basically where do we learn Kiddush from in the first place? Tanan Abanan, we learn in a Braisa. The pasuk says Zochar Es Yom Shabbos Tekadshei. Remember the day of Shabbos to keep it holy. That means Zochrehu Al Hayayin. That means remember it and mention it over a cup of wine. This is where we get the concept of Kiddush from. Tosfos and a number of other Rishonim say that really actually it's not truly Daraisa, even though we're bringing a pasuk, it's really only an Asmachta. So Midaraisa, in other words, you have to say something such as Vayichulu to mention and to talk about the greatness of Shabbos, but this that you have to do it over a cup of wine is strictly Dirabanan. Which is why, for example, on Yom Kippur night, we do that. We just say Vayichulu and we Yotze Kiddush that way because we can't make it on wine. We learned in Eruvin about the possibilities over there that even though in theory we could make Kiddush on wine and then give it to a kid below Bar or Bas Mitzvah age to drink, we don't want to do that because we don't want to get them accustomed to drinking on Yom Kippur. It's one thing when you have, let's say, a bris on Tisha B'Av is one thing because then it's a one-off. But not something like this. That's every year. But the fact that you make kiddush on wine is Tosfos says that. So first Tosfos starts by saying that it's derabanan. Then the Tosfos says actually maybe kiddush on wine itself is daraisa, but this that you have to drink from it is derabanan. Many other Rishonim also agree that kiddush is only derabanan. The fact that you have to mention the greatness of Shabbos somehow, that is Daraisa. Tosfos mentions in this connection an interesting point. Why we say Vayichulu in Friday night davening? So why do we say it again right after Shemona Esrei? The reason is because Vayichulu is how we're being Yotze Kiddush Daraisa, according to this. Now, the problem is, on a regular Shabbos, yes, we say Vayichulu in davening, but on a Yom Tov that comes out on Shabbos, we don't say Vayichulu in Shemona Esrei because we just go straight to Atav HaKartanu. So therefore, the Chachamim made a Takana. So therefore they made the Takana that you should say Vayichulu after Shemona Esrei for a case like that. And once they were masakin it for a Shabbos, which is also Yom Tov, then they said just do it every Shabbos during the year in order not to differentiate. So that's why we say Vayichulu after davening. An interesting point that comes out of that, by the way, some Acharonim discuss, if we say, now Tosfos brings from Gemara over here that says that women are also chayiv in Kiddush min HaTorah. Again, not necessarily on wine, because the fact that it's on wine is derabanan maybe, but they are chayev in some form of kiddush daraisa. Now, most women don't daven and they don't say vayichulu. So the problem is, if you said vayichulu in davening, where therefore you were yotze kiddush on a daraisa level, then how are you afterwards being motzi her, where she still has the chiyuv on a daraisa level, not having said vayichulu yet? So Rabbi Akiva Eger and others discuss this point. One interesting idea that's brought up is that just saying a phrase like "Good Shabbos" is enough to be yotzedat at least on the most basic daraisa level. Because with that, you're saying that Shabbos is good, which is praising Shabbos. So therefore, an interesting idea is when you get home on Friday night and you say "Good Shabbos" and your wife answers back "Good Shabbos," then she's been yotze kiddush on a daraisa level. Now you, who are already also yotze on a daraisa level from saying vayichulu, will be able to be motzi here. An interesting chat there. Okay. So the price is.
If Shabbos is such a great level, why don't we say when Shabbos falls on Yom Tov, first Shabbos and then Yom Tov for Kiddush?
Well, we do. I mean, we say Vayichulu in Kiddush, and then we continue with a bracha that combines Shabbos and Yom Tov. You're saying, why don't we make separate brachas for Shabbos and Yom Tov? There's no reason to. Same way as in Shemona Esrei, we don't. We just say one bracha that focuses on Yom Tov, but mentions also that it's Shabbos.
And that's enough?
Yeah. Okay. So getting back to the Gemara, so we said Zachar Es Yom HaShabbos Tekadshei means Zachrehu Al HaYayin, mention Shabbos over a cup of wine. Now, Ein li ela b'yom. Now, from that, we would only know that you have to do that by day, because Zohar is Yom HaShavas HaKadoshei. B'layla minayin. How do we know that you have to make Kiddush by night as well? Tamad lema, Zohar is Yom HaShavas HaKadoshei. So therefore, it says, remember the Shabbos to make it holy. In other words, at the time when the holiness of Shabbos begins is when you have to make Kiddush. So that's the Braisa. The Gemara asks, one second, minayin. We're balayla minayin. What do you mean? You're asking how we know by night? Adrabe iku kiddusha balayla hu kaddish. Just the opposite. We should start with the assumption that the main kiddush takes place by night. Dechi kaddish tchilas yoyim abori lekiddushi. Because after all, what it makes sense that you should be making kiddush at the beginning of the day when the day starts becoming holy. So why are we assuming that the main thing is by day and then by night is only an afterthought? The two. And furthermore, balayla minayin tamad lama zocharas yoyim. What do you mean? We're asking then how we know that you say Kiddush by night, and we're answering with a pasuk that says zocharas yoyim haShabbos. Well then, Tana mehader alayla. So the Tana is looking for something to show that you do Kiddush at night, because nasav lekrod yimama, and he's using a pasuk that refers to the day. So what's going on in this braisa? So the Gemara said, you're right. We have to fix up the wording of the braisa a little bit. Parts of the braisa have gotten scrambled. So Rashbam explains, once we do that, we're not going to, it's not chasuri mechsera. It's not that the braisa is missing words and we have to fill them in, but what we do have to do, we have to switch around some words in the braisa. What the braisa means is like this. Zochar asyam ha-shabbos l'kadshei means zochrei wala yayin b'knisosei. Means you have to mention it over wine when it first begins, which means by night. Now, ein li ela b'layla. Now, from that, you would only know that you have to make Kiddush by night. By yoyim minayin, how do we know you also have to make Kiddush by day? Tamad lema zocher es yoyim haShabbos. Therefore, it says, remember the day of Shabbos. So, in other words, it could have just said zocher es haShabbos. By saying zocher es yoyim haShabbos implies that the daytime also you have to be saying some form of Kiddush. Now, we said yesterday that you don't say the full Kiddush. You don't again say the bracha asher kiddushanu b'mitzvayis v'ratzabanu or asher bracha banu mikolam, because you already mentioned that by night. There's no reason to have to mention it again by day, but you do at least have to say a bracha b'ra priyagofen and drink, which after all, that makes it different than a regular weekday meal where you would just begin with hamoitzi. Here instead, you're beginning with a cup of wine and making a gofen on it, so that itself is enough to distinguish it from the weekdays. So by yoy mai mevorich. So the question is now. So that's the Gemara's question. What are we saying by day? We already said yesterday that you don't say the actual bracha of kiddush by day. So what do you say? Amar Rav Yehuda bar Priya Gofen. You just say the bracha bar Priya Gofen, and that's enough. That still makes it. So the Rashbam says the vort is saying bar Priya Gofen like that is considered like a shir. It's considered like a song. We have a concept that says ein oimim shira ela alayin. You only say song to Hashem over a cup of wine. Well, saying the bracha bar Priya Gofen counts as a shir, to the extent, therefore, that we can say that by doing that, you're distinguishing the Shabbos meal from a weekday meal. Okay, so that's what you do. You say only hagafen by day. This is that we say various psukim and quotations from the Zohar, and all is a matter of minute. Me'ikra din, all you need to do is say bo'i pri hagafen. So the Gemara tells, Rav Ashi ikla l'mechuza. One time Rav Ashi visited Mechuza, omrulei, and they said to him, liktish lon mar kiddusha rabba. Rebbe, please recite kiddusha rabba for us. Kiddusha rabba literally means the big kiddush. Now, what they actually meant by that was the regular kiddush that we make by day, namely just Bura Priya Gofen. Why are we calling it Kiddusha Rabbah? So Rashi and Rashbam explain, because that bracha you make every time you say kiddush. So in that sense, it's like greater, like every other bracha is, so to speak, lesser, because you only say it sometimes. This you say every time you make kiddush. So therefore they called it Kiddusha Rabbah. The Ran gives a different explanation, a couple of other Rishonim give a different explanation, that it's kind of Lashon Sagi Nohar. It's like the same way, it is on the same principle as we call a blind person Sagi Nohar, meaning he has a lot of light, as a euphemism. Similarly over here, since it's a short Kiddush, it's only the Bracha, Bari Priya Gofen, without anything else, then we call it euphemistically Kiddusha Rabbah, the great Kiddush. Okay, I'll pick Kabbalah. There can be ideas in it also, because there's the what you have by night you have Malchus, by day you have Zoh, etc. But anyway, the basic ideas, the basic reason behind it are these reasons that Rashi and the Ran give respectively. Anyway, the point is in the Gemara that Rav Ashi was not familiar with that term Kiddusha Rabba. So they gave him the cup of wine and they wanted him to say Kiddusha Rabba for them. Savar, now he's thinking to himself, my new Kiddusha Rabba. What does Kiddusha Rabba mean? What do they mean by that over here? Maybe they have a different minhag here in Mechuzah. Maybe their local minhag is over here that they do say the full Kiddush by day as well. Or maybe not. Omar, so he thinks to himself like this. Mechti, well, let's consider. Kola brochas kolon bur priya gofen amri bereisha. Whenever we have a brocha involving wine, almost always we say the bracha bur priya gofen first. An exception is when we bench and then we have the cup of wine and we say bur priya gofen afterwards. But generally speaking, anytime you're doing something with a cup of wine, you make the bracha bur priya gofen first and then you go on with whatever other brachas. So Omer Bo Priya Gofen. So he started by saying that bracha, the Agid Bey, and he was extending out that bracha to see what are people going to do. Are people going to drink at that point, or are they going to be waiting over there for him to do something next? Then, based on that, he'll know what to do. If he sees people starting to drink, then he'll know that's it. The Kiddush is just Bo Priya Gofen, like he expects. If he sees that people are still waiting, then it'll mean that there's still more for him to say, and then he'll continue the next bracha. So Chaz Yalau, who saw then when he was doing that, he's extending out the bracha bar priya gofen. He saw a certain old person over there, the gochin v'shasi, who was bending down and drinking after he said bar priya gofen. Oh, so he realized that's it. When they said they want kiddusha rabba, that's their local nickname for the kiddush of the day. But it is in fact just bar priya gofen and nothing else. Korya Nafshe, said Rav Ashi, applied to himself the pasuk, Hachacham Einav Bereishoy, the Chacham's eyes are in his head, meaning that the simple meaning of it is, in other words, that the Chacham is able to look ahead and figure out ahead what to do, the same way over here, where he was able to use that strategy of first saying Baruch Priya Gofen and then waiting to see what would happen in order to find out what Kiddusha Rabba is, rather than having to ask them. Tosfos actually discusses the question, was this person allowed to start drinking before Rav Ashi did? Tosfos says that maybe there's only a problem with that, that maybe there's only a problem if he's pouring into their cups, but over here each person had their own cup. Maybe also there's only a problem when it comes to Hamotzi, not to Kiddush. So yeah, so the guy was doing the right thing by drinking at that point, and Rav Ashi was able to use that to know what it was. In the back of the Gemara, Belaz Meir Horowitz has an interesting chap on it. He says maybe what it was is, why didn't Rav Ashi just ask them flat out what Kiddusha Rabba is? We learned yesterday that if a person missed Kiddush by night, then they're allowed to make the full Kiddush by day. So when they asked him to say Kiddusha Rabba, he thought maybe that's what it was. Maybe all of them, for whatever reason, didn't make Kiddush last night, and now we have to say the full Kiddush. But he didn't want to actually ask them that in order not to embarrass them. So that's why he had to use the strategy of figuring out. And in the end, he figured out that no, they didn't miss Kiddush last night. They just meant Kiddusha Rabba meant just the bracha, Bore Priya Gofen, like we regularly say by day. Okay. Now let's talk about Havdalah. Amri bnei Rav Chiya. The sons of Rav Chiya said, Mishalo hivdol b'metzoy Shabbos, if a person did not make Havdalah on Metzoy Shabbos, mavdo b'holach b'chol Shabbos koloi, he can continue and make Havdalah throughout the following week. Now the following week, as we're going to say in the Gemara over here, does not mean the entire week until Friday. So the Gemara says, v'ad kama, how far into the week can he make Havdalah in that case? Amar Rav Zeira, ad revi'i b'Shabbos, until Wednesday, meaning what's considered the beginning of Wednesday in Halacha is Tuesday night, because every night in Halacha begins the night, every day in Halacha begins the night before. So up until and not including Tuesday night, you would be allowed to make Havdalah. So you'd be allowed to make it besides Matzah Shabbos, Sunday, Monday, or Tuesday. And after that already belongs to the following Shabbos. Kihod Yosef Rav Zeira Kamei de Rav Asi, as we have the example that Rav Zeira was sitting as a Talmud in front of Rav Asi, Ba'amri lo Rav Asi Kamei de Rav Yechanan, another version is that Rav Asi was sitting as a Talmud in front of Rav Yechanan, the Yosef Akama, so he was sitting and saying, L'inyan Gittin, when it comes to Dinim of Gittin, which means now you have when a man gives a get to his wife, there can be various cases, which discusses a great deal of in Masechta Gittin, where he makes some kind of t'nai to go with it. So one possible t'nai is, Rashi and the Rashbam say over here, let's say he makes a t'nai, this is your get, and it'll be effective if you give me X amount of money, let's say 200 zuz, after Shabbos or before Shabbos. So what do we define as after Shabbos or before Shabbos for that purpose? So le'inyan gittin, so when it comes to the dinim of gittin, chada b'shabbos atrei or tlosa, the first, second, and third days of the week, Sunday, Monday, and Tuesday, basa shabbos are considered to be after Shabbos. So if the t'nai was that she'll give him 200 zuz after Shabbos, then as long as she gives it to him on Sunday or Monday or Tuesday, then it's good. Arba v'chamsho malish yoma. On the other hand, Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday, Kame Shabbos, so those are considered before Shabbos. So if, let's say, the t'nai was that she's going to give him 200 zuz before Shabbos, then she has to give it to him on one of those days. In Gittin, in the Sugya in Gittin, Rashi actually explains a different possibility over there. You can also have a person can give a get al t'nai if I arrive back in town by such and such a date. One reason why a person would want to make that kind of t'nai is, in particular, if he just wants to say that the get is going to only take effect at a certain time, since it has to depend on a certain maisa, then he makes it depend on whether he's actually going to come back to town. So then again, if he says achar Shabbos, then it means he has to come back on Sunday, Monday, or Tuesday. If he says kodem Shabbos, then Wednesday, Thursday, or Friday. So we see the same thing. In other words, when it comes to Abdullah, that after Tuesday night and onward is already considered to belong to the next Shabbos, so then you can't make Abdullah for the previous Shabbos. But up until that point, you could. It does say in Shulchan Aruch that if you're going to do that, then you don't say the bracha on the candle, because that's only to commemorate that Adam Rishon discovered fire Matzah Shabbos. You also don't say the bracha on spices, because we said the purpose of the spices is to restore your neshama after Shabbos. And once Matzah Shabbos is gone, then that opportunity is gone. So if you're making Abdullah anytime from Sunday morning and on, then you would just say the bracha Bar Priya Gofen and Hamab. So that's the Gemara says over here. Omer Rabbi Yaakov Bar Idi, Ava Loy Ala Ur. You don't make the bracha on fire in that case, because again, if fire was first created, fire was first invented, Matzah Shabbos, and after Matzah Shabbos is not really the time to say it anymore. The Gemara doesn't mention it over here, but the fact is that you also don't say the bracha on Besam. Okay. There is actually an interesting possibility in Shulchan Aruch, and brings a second opinion that some Rishonim have based on the continuation of the sugya over here, that maybe you can only do it the first day, maybe you can only do it Sunday, and any time after that you can't do it at all. However, the Alter Rebbe in his Shulchan Aruch brings only the first opinion, that you can do it until Tuesday, up till and including Tuesday, meaning that the Alter Rebbe doesn't hold that the second opinion has any validity lahalach. Next, another din involving Kiddush, Hanoto Yodov Lo Yikadish. If a person washed his hands, he should not make Kiddush. So now, what do we mean by this? There are several different explanations that Rishonim have of what this phrase means. Rashi and the Rashbam say that it means like this. Normally, what you should be doing is you make Kiddush, then you wash, then you make Hamotzi. The problem is, if you washed first, then what happens is Kiddush becomes a Hesach Hadas. It becomes an interruption between Kiddush and Hamotzi. So what you would have to do then, you would end up having to wash again. We're talking about when you washed and made a bracha. So then that would make the original bracha would be a bracha of Atala. So therefore, in that case, you shouldn't make Kiddush, meaning that you should have somebody else make Kiddush for you. So you have somebody else make Kiddush for you. That way you don't have as much Hesach Hadas.
Once you wash it on Mitzi, you wouldn't be it's a Kiddush with a Mitzi.
So we're going to talk about that point in a minute, about Kiddush for Hamotzi. But right now we're talking about Kiddush for wine. So the first explanation is that it means Lo Yikadish. Rashi and the Rashbam say it means that he shouldn't be making Kiddush. Somebody else should be making Kiddush for him, because otherwise it's going to be a Hefsek. So yeah, there are a couple of other explanations that Rishonim have. The Rif talks about it. The Baal HaMor talks about it. Another possibility is that if he washes first, then it shows, as we're going to continue now in the Gemara, that bread is more chaviv to him. Therefore, it means don't make kiddush on wine, just make kiddush on bread, because obviously you prefer bread over wine, and that's why you ended up, that's why you washed first. Like subconsciously, you were thinking, I want to eat bread first, so therefore just make kiddush on the bread. And the Baal HaMor gives an explanation that what it is you shouldn't make kiddush. Sort of, it's almost like a knas, because by washing first, you demonstrated that it's like you're mezalzel on the kiddush. Like you're showing kiddush is not important to you. Therefore, you lose the opportunity to make kiddush, and you have to have somebody else make it for you instead. So the Gemara continues, and Hagoyes Habach adds a line that's missing from the Gemara. V'chein Omer of Adarba Ava Omer Rav Noto Yod of Lo Yekadosh. Rav Adarba Ava said the same thing in the name of Rav, that if a person washed his hands, then he can't make kiddush. Again, according to these various explanations, whether it means that he now makes kiddush on bread, or whether it means that he can't make kiddush himself, he has to have somebody else make it for him. However, Amalahu Rav Yitzchak Bar Shmuel Bar Marta, but Rav Yitzchak Bar Shmuel Bar Marta said to them, what's going on over here? Akati loy noch nafshe de Rav. Rav hasn't even passed away yet. Shachninu l'shmaitse. And already we seem to have forgotten what he taught. Let me tell you what's going on. Zimnin sagi and habakaimna kameh de Rav. There were many times when I was standing in front of Rav as a Talmud, and Zimnin de Chaviva Ale Rifta, there were times when he liked bread better. He was hungry, so therefore he wanted to eat bread as soon as possible. Therefore, Makadish Arifta, then he would make Kiddush directly on bread. So to begin with, in other words, he would start by washing and then and make Kiddush directly on the bread. And then there were other times when he preferred to drink wine first because he was thirsty, and then he would make kiddush on wine. So you see, in other words, Rav Yitzchak Bar Shmuel Bar Marta is telling them that kiddush after Netilas Yadayim is not considered a hetzach hadas. Which in fact, in the Velt, you have a minhag. That in some places they have the minhag, actually, that l'chatchila, they do that. They wash their hands before kiddush, then they make kiddush, then they go directly to hamotzi, rather than the way that we do it, which is making kiddush, then washing, then doing hamotzi. So the Rashbam actually goes on to say that still l'chatchila, we should indeed pour the wine first and do kiddush and then wash your hands, because you have a machlokas b'shamay and b'shillel about that in brachas, and the halacha as usual is like b'shillel, that you do things in that order. However, based on what Rav is saying, we see from this that you could make kiddush on bread, in which case what you do is that, in which case the Rashbam learns what it is you say the whole nusach of kiddush, except instead of saying bar pri agafen, you say hamotzi. Then you don't cut the bread and you don't eat it. What you do is you start with the nusach of kiddush. You start with vayicholu. You continue savri maronon baruch atah Hashem alakenim alachalam hamotzi lacham min haaretz. Then you continue with the bracha. You don't eat it yet. Then you make the bracha of kiddush. Asher kiddushanu mitzvayis avratzabanu. Then after that, you slice the challah and you eat it. So that would be making kiddush on bread. I mentioned, by the way, savri maronon. Actually, in some sidurim, in many sidurim, they don't have savri maronon for bread, on the theory that the whole reason for savri maronon has to be doing with drinking wine. One idea of it we learned in brachas means, in other words, everybody be quiet and pay attention to the bracha as opposed to continuing drinking. There's other reasons, but anyway, al pi kabbalah, you say savri maronon also when you're making kiddush on bread, and that is how we have it in our sidurim. That you have savri maronon for that as well. However, Tosfos has a long discussion about that, which is, it's not so simple, actually. Tosfos says, maybe, not necessarily does the Gemara actually mean over here that you can make kiddush on bread. We're going to see soon that we're going to discuss later on that you can't make havdalah on bread. So because Avdola has nothing to do with bread, arguably, Tosfos says, maybe you can't make kiddush on bread either. After all, kiddush is stronger than Avdola. We learned before, for example, that kiddush is keveya yesoda, and you have to interrupt your meal to make kiddush. You don't have to interrupt your meal for havdalah. So kiddush is stronger than havdalah. So if, as we're going to say later, havdalah you can't make on bread, maybe kiddush you can't make on bread either. So therefore, so Rabbeinu Tam in Tosfos brings a whole different explanation of the Gemara. When we say over here hanoto yod of lo yikadish, is based on Rav's shita that we're going to say that we learned a few days ago. Rav holds that you could have kiddush shaloi b'makom soda. We learned a few days ago. We had a machlokas Rav and Shmuel. Do you have to have the soda itself in the same place you made kiddush? We said that Rav holds you do not. Well, fine. Rav is going according to his own shita. So originally, so the other chachamim were saying, so Rabbruna Omer Rav was saying Hanoto Yod of Lo Yikadosh, that if a person washed, then he's not allowed to make kiddush, because then, in other words, we're concerned that after making kiddush, he may go out without eating. Rav Ada Bar Ava said the same thing in the name of Rav. So then Rabbi Yitzchak Bar Shmuel Bar Mauta tells them that no. That since Rav holds that you can have kiddush shaloi b'makom soda, so sometimes he would make kiddush on wine, having in mind right away that he's going to eat bread. So therefore, so he'd wash his hands before kiddush, and then right away he'd go from kiddush to hamotzi. Sometimes, on the other hand, he would only want wine, so then he would make kiddush on wine, even though there's no bread over there, because fine, Rav holds ain't kiddush, because Rav holds there can be kiddush makom soda. If you hold ain't kiddush elab makom soda, then for sure, by definition, when you have kiddush over there, you're going to have bread. So therefore, you would always be allowed to wash before kiddush, because kiddush, according to that, wouldn't be considered a hefsek. So according to Rabbeinu Tam's way of understanding it, there's no ability to make kiddush on bread. You dafka have to make kiddush on wine. Lamaisa in Shulchan Aruch, it mentions l'chatchila you should make kiddush on wine, but if you don't have wine, then you can be soimich on the other rishonim who understand our Gemara in a different way and say that it means that you could make kiddush on bread, and therefore you do that. If you don't have either wine or bread, then you use chamar medina. Fine. So that's the din, in other words. So in short, depending on the different ways you learn over here, either the Gemara is telling us over here that you could in fact make kiddush on bread, and in that case, what you do is you wash and then you say the nusach of kiddush, but you say hamotzi instead of bo priya gofen. Or according to Rabbeinu Tam's way of understanding, what we're saying is Rav is only talking according to his shita that you could have kiddush shaloi b'makom soda, but since we hold that in kiddush alav makom soda like Shmuel, then it means that this din that we're talking about over here wouldn't be negayat to us. Okay. Continues the Gemara. Omer of Huna Omer Rav, Ta'am Einim Akadish. If a person tasted food, if a person ate before Kiddush, Einim Akadish, then he can't say Kiddush. Meaning, he shouldn't say Kiddush that night. He should say Kiddush, he should only say Kiddush the next day before he eats. So the Gemara says, "Bominir of Chana b'Chinana Miravuna, Tom Maushi Yavdil." So Rav Chana b'Chinana asked Rav Huna, "What about would the same din apply to Havdalah? If a person ate before Havdalah when they weren't supposed to, would we say that they can't say Havdalah that night, and we make them wait until the next morning, or not?" Amalei, so Rav Huna tells him, "Ani Oimer Tom Mavdil. I say that there is a difference between Kiddush and Havdalah in that regard. And yes, even if you ate, you could still make Havdalah." Because after all, the Rashbam explains the Svara, at least when it comes to Havdalah, you did say Havdalah in davening, you said Atachon Antonu. So therefore, we have more reason to be makel on you and say you'll still be able to make Havdalah that night. As opposed to Kiddush, you didn't really say Kiddush. I mean, okay, you said Vayichulu, and we said before Vayichulu is motzi you on a Daraisa level, but nevertheless, since there's a since Dirabbanan, you have to say Kiddush on wine, then you weren't really yotze that yet. So therefore, we're going to say, Rav Huna is saying, therefore, if you ate anything before Kiddush, then you can't make Kiddush anymore that night. You would have to make it the next morning, or some of the other Rishonim learn that what it means is you would have to have somebody else make Kiddush for you, but not do it yourself. So the Gemara tells, on the other hand, Rav Asi disagrees with that and says that no, Havdalah is just like Kiddush in that regard. If you drank, if you ate or drank something before Havdalah, then you can't make Kiddush, then you can't make Havdalah anymore. You would have to wait until tomorrow morning to make Havdalah as a Knas, or you would have to have somebody else make Havdalah for you. So the Gemara tells, Rabbi Yirmiyah Ba'aba Ikla Lebei Rav Asi, Rabbi Yirmiyah Ba'aba one time visited Rav Asi's house, Ishtli V'toy Midi, he forgot himself and he ate something before Havdalah. Tosfos, by the way, mentions an interesting point. We say in a few places in the Gemara that even behem danshal tzaddikim, even animals that belong to tzaddikim, Hashem doesn't allow a takola to come through them. Hashem prevents them. Hashem helps them min hashamayim not to eat food that they're not allowed to eat. As you have the famous story with Reb Pinchas ben Yoyo's donkey not being willing to eat, that wasn't willing to eat food that wasn't ma'aser. So, and the Gemara says, tzaddikim atzmon lekol shekein, how much more so the tzaddikim themselves, that Hashem protects them from eating things that they shouldn't. Now we see over here that Rabbi Yirmiyah Ba'aba ate something that he wasn't supposed to. So Tosfos mentions briefly over here and explains in greater detail in some other places that special help, min hashamayim, only applies to things that intrinsically themselves are also. For example, tevel. But not, for example, over here, where the food itself is mutter, and this is the wrong time, because before Havdalah, then there's no special siyata d'shmaya with that, and then it can happen that even a tzaddik eats that. Okay. So anyway, so Rabbi Yirmiyah Ba'aba had accidentally eaten before Havdalah. Havol le'kosav avdo, but then they gave him a cup of wine, and he made Havdalah. So that means, in other words, he holds that you could, make Havdalah even though you ate. Rav Asi's wife tells him, you yourself don't do that. You yourself just said, we said, Tom ain't in Mavil. So why is he doing it? So he tells him, Shavke, leave him alone. He holds like his Rebbe. Meaning, who is Rabbi Yirmiyah Ba'aba's Rebbe? Is Rav. Now, Rav himself didn't say anything before about Tom Mavdil, but Rashi and the Rashbam explain that when Rav Huna says something, Rav Huna was one of the greatest Talmidim of Rav, so generally speaking, when Rav Huna is saying something, usually he's saying it in the name of Rav. So therefore, over here, that means that Rav holds that Tom Mavdil. So Rav Asi is saying, okay, so then he holds like his Rebbe, like Rav, so therefore he's entitled to follow that Shitta and say that even though he ate, he's still able to make Havdalah. I myself wouldn't hold that way, but okay, Rav is his Rebbe, he's entitled to do that way.
His wife told him this, and who's responding to that?
Rav Asi. Rav Asi's wife said to him, why is he making Havdalah after having eaten? You hold that you're not allowed to do that. So he's telling him, you should know that Rav Yirmiyah Ba'aba's Rebbe is Rav, and Rav holds you are allowed to.
So how many people? There was him and his wife, or there was a third?
So there were three. There were three people over there. There was Rav Asi, okay. Rav Asi's wife, and Rav Yirmiyah Ba'aba. Rav Yirmiyah Ba'aba was a guest by the Asis.
Okay.
So he had accidentally eaten before Havdalah. Now, though, Motzei Shabbos, they offered him a cup of wine to make Havdalah, and he went ahead and made it. So Rav Asi's wife and the Balabusta asks him, why is he doing that if you, my husband, hold that you're not allowed to? So he says, because his Rebbe, Rav, holds that you are allowed to.
Okay.
Now, where did we see that Rav said that? The answer is Rashi and the Rashbam say, because Rav Huna said that, we can assume that Rav said that, because generally when Rav Huna says something, it's usually what he learned from Rav. On the other hand, Tosfos discusses over here and says Rav Asi is also a Talmud. Rav Asi is also a Talmud of Rav, isn't he? So Tosfos mentions that actually there was actually a Rabbi Yirmiyah Ba'aba. There's another Rabbi Yirmiyah Ba'aba who was a Talmud of Rav Huna. So in that case, it could mean that he's going like his Rebbe, like Rav Huna. Doris Rishonim, actually, Doris Rishonim, which is a comprehensive sefer discussing various points in Jewish history, he has a note about this. He says, it's true there are two Rabbi Yirmiyah Ba'abas, but on the other hand, here we're saying he visited Rav Asi, and we're talking about that they're talking at on equal levels. It has to be the first one. The answer is that this Rav Asi over here was not really a Talmud of Rav. He's more like a chover of Rav. There's more than one Rav Asi in Shas. There is one who was a Talmud of Rav, but there's a different one who we find in a few places in the Gemara who was actually a chover, or at best a Talmud chover of Rav. So therefore, that can be the one in this story. He can actually be saying that Rabbi Yirmi Bar Abba is an actual Talmud of Rav, and therefore he follows him. Me, I'm more chover of Rav, so I'm entitled to disagree with Rav. Rav holds Tom Mavdil, fine, but I'm a chover of Rav, and I can hold Tom Enet Mavdil. Okay. So, continues the Gemara. Omer of Yosef Omer Shmuel. So now more on this topic, more opinions on this topic. Rabbi Yosef says in the name of Shmuel, on the side over here, it says Omer of Yosef Omer of Yehuda Omer Shmuel, because in fact Rabbi Yosef was never a Talmud of Shmuel. He belongs to a later generation. So you have to have Rabbi Yehuda in between there anyway. Tom Eine Makadosh, Tom Eine Mavdil. If a person ate, he's not allowed to make Kiddush. And if a person ate, he's not allowed to make Avdallah, which is, so far we had like this. We had Rav Huna telling us in the name of Rav, Tom Eini Makadish. We had the question about Tom, whether Mavdil or not. We had Rav Huna saying you're allowed to. We had Rav Huna in the name of Rav saying you're allowed to, and Rav Asi saying you're not allowed to. Now we have Shmuel saying also that Tom, that you can't make Kiddush and you can't make Avdallah, so you can't make either one of them. But Rabba, Omer Rav Nachman, Omer Shmuel, Tom Makadish for Tom Mavdil. On the other hand, Rabba says in the name of Rav Nachman, who said in the name of Shmuel, that no, even if you did eat something, you are allowed to make Kiddush afterwards. And even if you did eat something, you are allowed to make Avdallah afterwards. But Omer Rava, so Rava says, here's the bottom line halacha. Hilchsa Tom Makadish for Tom Mavdil. The halacha is like what we just said in the name of Shmuel, like what Rav Nachman said in the name of Shmuel, that Tom Makadish and Tom Mavdil. So you are allowed to, so even though you're not supposed to eat before Kiddush or drink before Kiddush, if you did, you could still make Kiddush. The same way if you ate or drank before Havdalah, you are allowed to make Havdalah afterwards. Another din, Rava says, let's summarize some things from previous sugyas. Umishale kiddush be'erev Shabbos makadosh v'holach kol hayom kuloy ad matzoy Shabbos. If a person did not make kiddush on Friday night, then he can make kiddush any time during the day on Shabbos, all the way until matzoy Shabbos, not including matzoy Shabbos, obviously, but we mean, in other words, even late Shabbos afternoon. And Mishalei Hivdo B'Metzoy Shabbos, Mavdo V'Hoylech Kol HaShabbos Kuloi. And as we said before, if a person did not make Havdalah on Matzah Shabbos, then he can make Havdalah anytime during the rest of the week. And when we said the rest of the week, we said meant up to and including Tuesday. So the Gemara tells, Amemar Posach Lo L'Hosh Shmaita D'Rava B'Hai Lishna. Amemar quoted the statement of Rava, but he said Posach literally means he opened up, but it doesn't mean actually the beginning of Rava's statement is still the same. What we mean is that he darshan in public the statement of Rava, but he had a different lashon of one part of it. According to his lashon, Amar Rava Hilchsa Tom Makadosh Tom Mavdil. Number two, Mishalei Kiddush Be'erev Shabbos Makadosh V'Hoylech Kol Hayom Kuloi, that if you didn't make Kiddush Friday night, you have the entire day. Number three, according to his version of what Rava said, Mishalei Hivdo B'Metzoy Shabbos Mavdil V'Hoylech that if he didn't make Kiddush, if he didn't make Avdallah, Matzah Shabbos, then he has the entire following day to do it. So not according to him. Rava didn't say that you have all the way until Tuesday to do it. According to him, you only have until Sunday, until the end of Sunday to do it. So now again, in the big Shulchan Aruch, it brings two opinions about this. One that you can do it until Tuesday, and the other that you can do it only until Sunday. The Alter Rebbe brings only the first opinion in Shulchan Aruch, mashma that he holds the second one is not accepted la halacha at all. There is an idea that some of the Achronim say that maybe according to the first opinion, maybe the first opinion would agree that you could make Havdalah until Tuesday night. But they would say is the difference is Sunday is still considered the actual time of Havdalah. After that, it's only considered like you have Tashlumin for Havdalah for the next couple of days. So the Machlokas basically would be, does it have Tashlumin? In other words, Everybody would agree that you can that only Sunday is the actual time for Havdalah. Besides for Matzah Shabbos, the Machlokas would be, do you have two more days of Tashlumin after that? The Rebbe points out in a footnote in one place, and look what the Sichas, a Sicha about this whole business of making Kiddush and Havdalah after the fact, is that since the Alter Rebbe doesn't bring that distinction, then it means evidently he doesn't hold of any such distinction. You can just make Kiddush until the end of Tuesday as a blanket statement. One time where we do that, of course, is when Tisha B'Av is on Sunday, whether it's intrinsically on Sunday, like it is this year, or whether it's on Shabbos and Nidchet to Sunday. Either way, we can't make Avdallah Matzoi Shabbos, therefore we push off Havdalah to Sunday night. So there's an example where we don't make it Matzah Shabbos. But in general, a din would be if a person wasn't able for whatever reason to make Kiddush, to make Havdalah on Matzah Shabbos, then the halacha is they have until Tuesday to make it. But as we said before, then you don't, if you're making it any time after Matzoy Shabbos, then you don't say the bracha on the candle and you don't say the bracha on the spices.
Why did the Rabbanan order us to make Kiddush on wine when it's very counterintuitive? It's lechem, bread, is much more chashuv than wine. Why did they say wine?
Bread is more chashuv than wine because lechem levava and ishisad. Tosfos actually at the beginning of the sugya, and I forgot to mention it, so thank you. Tosfos mentions that you actually have psukim that mention the shodesh zohar in connection with wine. Zichrei kiyein levonin, nazkira deidecha miyayin. So therefore, when we're saying zohar, siyam ha-shabas l'kadshoy, so again, Tosfos says this is only an asmachta, but we're saying that therefore the zechira should be done over wine. I saw an interesting vote as well that we also have zocher es asher asa l'cha amalek, and appropriately enough, the Chachamim made the takana that the Purim also we have wine and delayada. So that's the point.
Wine tends to make us forget, doesn't it?
Well, if you have a lot of wine, sure. But if you have a little one, then adarabi, you have psukim that associate remembering with wine, and therefore the Chachamim found it appropriate to make a takana that kiddush should be set over wine. Bread isn't really associated with schira so much. I mean, you don't really find psukim that associate bread with schira. A couple of other things in this regard. First of all, by the way, there are shluchim, for example, and other people who live in far northern countries where during the summer Matzoy Shabbos can end very, very late. For example, the shliach in Anchorage, they have at the height of the summer, Shabbos can end at 2 o'clock in the morning. So in those places, actually, they often do during the summer, instead of what are they going to wait up until 2 o'clock in the morning, they just lachatchila make havdalah on Sunday morning rather than waiting up until all hours on Matzoy Shabbos. So there's another example of making it on Sunday rather than on Shabbos. Also, there's an interesting question that the Achronim bring up. We're saying as far as if you missed havdalah on Matzoy Shabbos, then you have until Tuesday. What if you missed havdalah on Matzoy Yom Tov? So the Rabbi Akiva Eger brings an interesting idea that says that maybe then in that case, for sure, you only have the one day. The day after Yom Tov, fine, can still be considered sort of an extension of Yom Tov. It is Isru Chag, after all. We have, after all, the night belongs to that day as well. So therefore, you can say the following day is considered an extension of that night, and you can make Abdullah, but not after that. There are a couple of other Achronim that take issue with that, but that seems to be the accepted halacha. If you missed Abdullah Matzoy Yom Tov, then you have the whole next day, but no later than that.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So we'll continue with more dinim about Kiddush and Abdullah tomorrow, Be'ez Hashem. And then at the bottom of Kuf Zayin Amud Aleph, we're finally going to get back to dinim involving Pesach itself.
Shekayach.
Shekayach.
Yeah.